Title: Using Clip Envelopes for Chop to Tail Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're getting into one of the most underrated tools for drum and bass drum programming in Ableton Live, Clip Envelopes. And when I say underrated, I mean this is the stuff that turns a basic chopped break into something that feels rolled, alive, and properly produced without you drawing a mile of automation in arrangement view. The big idea is simple. Clip envelopes are automation that lives inside the clip, so you can make micro edits, ghost note movement, filter and pitch moments, and quick FX hits, all contained in one loop you can duplicate and tweak. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar DNB break loop with clean chops, no annoying clicks, a bit of groove movement, some dark tonal motion, and a variation section. Think 8 bars main, 8 bars variation. Very track friendly. Let's set up. Set your tempo to somewhere in that classic DNB range, 172 to 175 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Create an auto track and name it Break. Drag in a breakbeat sample. Any break works. Amen style, thinky, whatever you've got. Make sure warp is on. In the clip view, set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. Transient loop mode set to off. And for the beats division, start around 1/16. We can adjust later, but 1/16 is a good starting point for tight chops. Quick teacher note. Beats mode is a great choice here because it keeps your transients crisp. DNB lives and dies by transients. If the front edge of your snare gets smeared, the whole groove feels soft. Now, chopping approach. There are two common workflows. You can slice to a drum rack, which is amazing for full control, or you can keep it as one audio clip and do classic jungle-style edits with looping and envelopes. For this lesson, we're staying as one audio clip, because it's the most direct way to learn clip envelopes. Everything you learn here can be applied to slices later. Cool. Now let's open the control center. Click the audio clip. Down in clip view, look for the envelopes button. Click that. You'll see two drop-downs. One chooses the device, which can be the clip itself or an effect on the track. The other chooses the parameter, like volume, transposition, or an effect knob like filter frequency. We're starting with the most important one, the clip's own volume. So choose device. Clip, parameter, volume. This is basically automation inside the clip, and it's a cheat code for two things, cleaning up clicks and creating ghost note groove. First, clicks. Clicks happen when a chop starts or ends at a weird part of the waveform, not at a zero crossing. You can fix that by editing the audio, sure, but clip envelopes let you do tiny fades without touching the sample destructively. Zoom in so you can see the waveform clearly. Also, don't be afraid to temporarily make your grid really fine, or even turn the grid off for a second. Micro edits need micro resolution. If you try to do a 10 millisecond fade on a chunky 1/16 grid, you'll end up with these stair-step shapes that sound choppy. Now, in the clip volume envelope, find a spot where you hear a click. Usually it's on tight retriggers, stutters, or awkward snare hits. Draw a tiny dip right at the start of the problem hit. Then immediately bring it back up. This is not a fade out of the whole transient. It's more like shading off the little spike that causes the click. Think in the range of 5 to 15 milliseconds. Visually, it should look almost too small to matter. Sonically, it matters a lot. And here is a good habit. Every time you do a cool edit like a stutter later, check for clicks immediately. It's easier to fix as you go than to hunt them down at the end. Alright, now let's make it roll. Stay on clip to volume. DNB breaks feel alive when not every hit is the same level. What we want is a stable backbone with tiny variations around it. Your anchors are usually the main snare and the strongest kick. Those are your reference points. Keep checking them. If those anchors start wobbling in level, the groove loses authority. Now, for ghost notes, pick a few in-between hits, especially in the 16th note spaces between kick and snare, and pull them down just a little. A good range is -1 to -4 dB. Subtle. You're not trying to hear quiet snare hits, you're trying to feel motion. Do this sparingly, like, every couple of bars, adjust two or three hits. If you move everything, nothing feels like home base. The ear needs something consistent to lock onto. Also, quick coach note, if your track has heavy compression later, these tiny dips can react in weird ways. If you hear the groove kind of wobble or feel inconsistent, it might not be your envelope drawing. It might be the compressor grabbing differently. In that case, ease the compression or think about where the compressor sits in your chain. Next up, classic jungle pitch moves. In the envelope section, change device to clip and parameter to transposition. Pick a fill moment. A classic one is the last snare of bar 8, right before you switch into your varination. Draw a quick pitch dip. Start at 0 semitones. Drop to somewhere like minus 2 to minus 5 semitones briefly, then return to 0. Minus 2 is subtle and modern. Minus 5 starts to feel like a real event. If you go more extreme, like minus 12, it becomes a signature jungle move. Nothing wrong with that. Just know it's going to stand out. Keep it quick. The magic is in the momentary bend, not permanently detuning the loop. Now, let's add tone movement. This is where your loop starts sounding like a record, not a static sample. On the break track, add auto filter. Set it to low pass 24 dB. Set frequency around 8 kHz as a starting point. Resonance around 10 to 20%. Don't overdo resonance. With fast drums it can get whistly. If your auto filter has drive, try 2 to 6 dB, just to give a bit of attitude. Now, automate it inside the clip. Go back to envelopes, device chooser, auto filter, parameter, frequency. Here's an easy musical plan. Bars 1 to 4, keep it relatively open, like 8 to 12 kHz. Bars 5 to 8, bring it a little darker, like 2 to 5 kHz. And then right at bar 8, close it down quickly into the fill, and snap it open on bar 9. That snap open is huge. It creates contrast without changing your pattern. Same rhythm, different energy. Teacher tip: don't leave it dark for too long, or you'll feel like your break lost excitement. In DNB, darkness is powerful when it's a contrast move, not a permanent state unless you're intentionally going very deep and minimal. Now, one of my favorite tricks, the reverb throw on a single snare. Add reverb after auto filter. Set a decay time around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. High cut around 4 to 7 kHz so it stays darker and doesn't fizz up your top end. Set dry slash wet to 0% for now. We'll automate it. Now open envelopes again. Device. Reverb. Parameter. Dry slash wet. Pick one snare. Again. Last snare of bar 8 is a classic. Draw a quick spike up to around 15 to 30%. Then immediately back down to 0. The goal is one tail, not washing the whole loop. If you hear the break suddenly getting cloudy, you went too wet or you left it on too long. And here is an advanced but easy improvement. Sometimes instead of pushing dry slash wet high, you can automate something like decay time longer on that one hit, or automate the reverb's high cut darker. That way it feels bigger without a huge volume jump in the reverb. Now let's talk stutters and repeats, because DNB loves punctuation. You can do this a couple ways. First method, fake it with volume gating. Because we're already in clip volume envelopes, you can create a stutter feel by drawing rapid on-off dips. Use a 1/16th or 1/32nd feel right at the end of a phrase, like the last half beat of bar 16. This is nice because it's super controlled, and you can keep it subtle. Second method, use beat repeat. Drop beat repeat onto the break track. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16th. Mix to 100%. Set chance to 0%. The key is, we're going to force it on only where we want it. Now in clip envelopes, choose device, beat repeat, parameter, chance, or repeat depending on your version. Draw a quick spike to 100% only for a very short moment, like the last half beat, before a new phrase. And one more teacher note here, stutters can stack high frequencies fast and hit harsh. If it starts spitting at you, put an EQ after the stutter effect and dip a bit of top end during the stutter moment. You can even automate that dip with clip envelopes too. Alright, now arrangement mindset. This is where beginners often get stuck. They make one clip with a million cool moves, then they don't know how to turn it into a track. So here's the clean method. Duplicate your clip so you have at least two, a main and a varination. Name them with intent so you can find them later. Something like main clean and VDR stutter. Or intro LPF, fill pitch. Being organized here makes you faster, not slower. In your main clip, keep it restrained. Clean chops, a few ghost notes, maybe very light tone movement. In your VDR clip, add one or two noticeable moments. For example, a pitch dip at the phrase end, and a quick reverb throw, or a darker filter close into the end plus a stutter. Try not to do all of them at once. A good rule is, one punctuation per 8 bars. Pitch dip or reverb throw or stutter. Rotate them. That keeps the listener engaged without making the drums feel gimmicky. Also, remember envelope scaling. If you listen back and think, okay, this is too extreme, don't redraw everything. Select your envelope points and scale them down. Small changes add up fast at 174 BPM. Now, quick 10-minute practice you can do right after this lesson. Make a 4-bar break loop at 174 BPM. Duplicate it so you have clip A, main, and clip B. Variation. In clip A, add 3 ghost hits using volume minus 2 to minus 4 dB. In clip B, add a pitch dip on the last snare of bar 4, around minus 3 semitones. Add an auto filter sweep closing into the end. Add 1 reverb throw at about 20% on a snare. Then perform it like an arrangement. Play clip A for 8 bars, then clip B for 8 bars. Your goal is that it feels like the same groove, but with a clear phrase change. Final checkpoint, and this is important. Mute your fancy FX devices. Turn off the filter, the reverb, the repeat. If the groove falls apart, it means the edits were doing too much heavy lifting. The core loop should still work on its own. FX should enhance, not rescue. Let's recap what you just learned. Clip envelopes are per clip performance. You can draw movement once, duplicate it, and evolve it as your drum part develops. Start with clip volume. Use it for micro fades to kill clicks, and for ghost note dynamics that create roll. Use clip transposition for quick pitch dips, classic jungle tension moves. Then automate devices like auto filter, reverb, and beat repeat inside the clip for controlled tonal changes and phrase punctuation. And finally, build arrangements by duplicating clips into main and variation versions, instead of cramming every idea into one. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, like liquid, rollers, euro, or straight jungle, and what break you're using, I can suggest a tight envelope plan for a full 32-bar drum arrangement that fits that vibe.